There are some things you should always check, like the hygiene rating on your local takeaway, the setting on your razor, and whether the party actually is fancy dress. The other thing you should check is your Experian credit report, especially if you're looking to borrow money. It lets you understand what lenders see, so you can increase your chances of getting the best deals. It's dead easy to check it, and completely free. See it in seconds. Download the Experian app today.
Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful!
World-class players.
Salah!
What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice would take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
And now we are going to list our top five wide receivers in the NFL. Starting with number five. A.J. Brown.
St. Brown is who I got.
McLaurin. Wait, Amani is St. Brown? In Chicago? Mm-hmm. Where is that?
Yeah, in Detroit. Brown. I'm on St. Brown.
Detroit. I'm on Brown, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about his brother. I think, isn't that his brother?
Yeah, his brother in Chicago, yeah. I think.
No, he got cut.
He's not playing no more, I don't think.
Yeah, he got
done. Oh, so Tyreek Hill for I'm Q. And, I'm around. Okay.
Who you have?
I can't believe I ain't sending you to Jalen. I guess it's an irrelevant position. I would go with McLaurin if I. I'm looking back through the text. I was ready to blame you too, Jay. I'm like, nigga,
I'm and we heard it too. Like, what?
It is not in there. I was going to go full Karen on Jalen.
That's crazy. I never check any of the notifications. Jalen, if I'm ever missing,
let me know.
I sent them all mine though.
I thought I sent all mine too.
I just forgot the receivers because it. Was irrelevant.
That's crazy. Tyreek Hill at five. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
should be lower.
Yeah.
The reason why, I'm going off of last year. Of course, I mean, to me, when he had Tua there, still looked like the same guy to me, and it's like similar to Steph Curry, where even if the nigga can only play like 60 games that year, when I see him play. You can't tell me there's five guys better than that. The attention that he draws and the math that he makes defensive coordinators do, there's not guys doing that besides him. So I'll give him that, and I think he'll have a bounce back season this year too. So I give him a little bit of last year with the hurt, but still the numbers were there for me enough for 800 yards with that terrible QB room. I think that's a fucking monumental achievement, bro. Especially in Miami, come on.
Yeah, but I can definitely say that there's five wide receivers that had better seasons and that should have better seasons this upcoming season than Tyreek Hill, because the biggest question mark is going to be Tua. We talked about this man; it's on the pup list damn near every week. Like we don't know if he's going to be healthy enough to play even 12 games. So with that being said, in that QB room. I think it's just time for the Miami Dolphins to split ways. We already have started to see them part with pieces. Tyreek is just another one in the domino.
And Q, I appreciate you always supporting black businesses because I didn't realize that you started your own bail bondsman with how much excuses you was giving Tyreek with that shit. Because I was like,
he can't throw the ball to himself.
My thing is, again, the reason why
he should be top five.
Yeah, the reason why we've always praised DeAndre Hopkins of the world, the Justin Jeffersons, is because they go out and ball with whoever.
They're bigger guys.
Either way, he's supposed to be the fastest. His superpower is speed.
Yeah.
And to me, that exposes.
You got to be able to throw that to him.
Well, he also exposed the fact that he ain't good at he ain't really that good at route running as much as we think he is. Just because he's quick, don't mean he's that good at route running. Because he don't outside of the speed, there's not ways that he's creating separation.
He's still the weapon in the league that puts the most fear into you when not it's really. Like, all right, cool. Let him go to Buffalo and we're gonna talk.
Willie. He damn sure didn't create separation with Miami PD. But moving on, we got
we were just on some shit tonight. All right, let's go. Damn. So RG3,
Amon St. Brown at 4, Edger Brown for Nick, CeeDee Lamb for FIFO and Q, and
I got AJ Brown.
I got Puka at 4.
I put AJ.
What's the love for Amon St. Brown as a top 5 receiver? Not saying in general.
Yeah, oh, you're nice, Nick. Yeah, his route running and everything. Yeah,
I think he's a great route runner. But
you pumping your chest up about Nick?
He's not. He got hands too, Nick.
Dude, he's top five.
You saying he's a game merchant?
You know what he is, bro? He's like Chris Carter, obviously a little bit shorter, a little bit quicker. But I'm talking if the ball's in the vicinity, bro, he's catching.
He's gonna catch it.
He's a modern day.
He's a chain mover.
He's a modern day version of Antonio Brown.
Nick, yes, that's what he is.
Tactician, bro. Tactician. He's a team mover. Brown was still, yeah.
I don't know about that,
bro.
Yeah, one of the greatest wide receivers I've ever seen.
I'm not in that
same box, bro.
He's very efficient. AB's a whole different beast.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's nice, but he's not AB.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm not saying he's AB. I'm saying he built like AB.
That's a
like
version.
What made AB great is also what makes Amon St. Brown great. Maybe not at that level.
No.
But if he maximizes, he could be AB. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he's in that same mold.
Honestly,
if you look at him play, you can't tell me he don't have the same potential as AB does.
Y'all like Amon St. Brown?
Real quick.
No. Y'all take Amon St. Brown on your team over T. Higgins?
Yeah. I take him over T. Higgins.
I would.
It's
not even close.
I see your point, Q. But there are some teams that I would take T. Higgins over St. Brown, but there are still some teams that I'm going with St. Brown as my number one guy over T. Higgins.
And to me, Spike, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you there, but that delineation you're making goes into my point of I don't see top five, because when you have to do that with a wide receiver, it's just like there's certain guys where I don't care what team you're on. I want him to be lining up for me.
I think St. Brown is that guy.
My thing is, Amon St. Brown is a rich man's Drake London.
And on top of that,
y'all talk about he got great hands like Chris Carter or somebody compared to Chris Carter. I saw the NFC Championship game when Jared Goff tried to throw it to him on the fourth down. What did he do, Lou? Did he catch it or did he drop it? That's the reason why I've always thought about my thing with Amon. Ever since I watched that game, I was like, oh, he ain't it.
He reminds me of a baby Larry Fitzgerald more than anybody, bro. And I think
that's a good comparison.
Yeah, question. Lou, you talking about him being like AB, but because of Big Ben, my opinion. I think AB made Big Ben who he was in his career more than Big Ben. Like Big Ben wasn't like that until AB,
bro.
I would argue that point.
AB
was 1-on-1.
AB was routing niggas up, bro.
But I still think that Roethlisberger is better than Goff. That's all I'm saying.
That's not a hot take.
But I'm saying AB had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Spike said, "I'll take Nia Long over Ivanka Trump." Like, nigga, we don't give a fuck. Like, we think. Wait,
y'all don't got Puka on y'all list?
No.
Well, I don't know. Puka nice though, Lou. He's honorable mention.
He is. He top 10.
There's a lot of good wide receivers. Like the separation between 5 and 10 is very like really damn near like 3 really 4 through 10 for me is like all right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, 4. Yeah.
Oh, I see some hate on the list already.
3 I got Lamb.
I got Lamb at 3 too.
I can't believe you.
Oh. Triple crown. You got to make the playoffs. It's all good though.
We talking about the
damn. Chase Tyreek, three.
Tyreek Hill can't get top five.
Tyreek Hill can't even get 1,000 yards. And what does a triple
crown
do?
So what is so clearly? What the fuck does a triple crown mean when you can't make the playoffs? Then maybe we're dependent on some different factors.
We're talking about two different things. We're talking about individual production.
No, I think we're talking about the exact same thing. I think we're talking about
the exact same thing.
Quarterbacks,
we really are.
Because it's not even close. Because everybody else is going to have Jamar number one.
Yeah.
Except you.
Justin Jefferson. Yeah, I got two. Jefferson at two. Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. What about Jamar the other one. Two?
Yeah, Jefferson.
Get you off the screen, man. Hey, end Q's live.
I will end Q for the rest of this football season.
Number one against single coverage. Number one against single coverage three years in a row.
Because he gets it the most.
I have no
number word. One in single coverage three years in a
nobody
row.
Nobody want to see him, people.
With a comparable, with a comparable wide receiver on the other
but
side.
But you don't have a number one either, though.
Huh?
You don't have a number one.
What you mean? No, I don't.
Preference.
He didn't even have him number two.
He said, what does he mean?
Where did you have him, Shelton?
You don't got him number one, nigga.
I had him four. Shelton had him four.
Yeah. I want to be clear that one, what? Two, and three, the separation for me and one, two, and three is like frog hairs, bro. It's that thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not out here saying, hey, oh, AJ's far and away. I just, yo, single cut coverage. Nobody want to come see you.
Chase.
Yeah, for me, it's one through four that way.
Chase and Jefferson, they move around. Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, cool. But y'all got to come see me. And very few corners take that responsibility. And he's still number one against single coverage, press coverage, whatever it is. It don't matter, bro. He going to win. And he got the ring. So either we a super team or we not, Spike, right?
I'm going to grade y'all on the curve at every position because y'all are a super team.
See, that don't even make sense.
Y'all receivers are that good. Y'all receivers are that good because y'all got a good line.
You only
dated y'all running backs are that good.
What does that mean, bro? What does that mean?
The reason y'all quarterback is – I'm going to grade y'all on the curve.
What does that mean,
bro? I am an Eagles hater, so you can't take what I say in too much context. But yeah, I'm grading y'all on the curve. I don't AJ Brown. Right,
So you only talking to her because she bad. Like it's like what the fuck? Yeah. Like yes, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck are we talking
yes,
about?
Yes, nigga. I will do that. Yes,
that don't even make sense. Yes.
That's foreign to me. Like thinking that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
We ain't gotta have no conversation. That argument is like LeBron.
Long as she know
LeBron
the end
is
result.
Only good because he's 6'9".
We're trying to win a championship.
It's like what?
We trying to win. Long as she know we trying to win a championship. Q. I'm cool. I don't care.
To me, the egregious thing is that to not have someone number one who since entering the league has been top five at this position and then last year
we got a ring. Dude, you got a ring, bro?
Last year, he had one of the greatest seasons.
It's a lot of ringless niggas over here talking, bro. It's crazy. It's a lot of ringless, playoffless niggas.
This is why I hate Eagles. It's crazy. This is why I hate Eagles.
Bro.
It's all about the ring.
Jamar Chase got a touchdown in the Super Bowl last year and won it. Talk to me then, bro.
My thing is, based off of what you're saying, Q, when we do our quarterbacks, when we do our top five quarterbacks.
Oh, no, y'all going to hate me for real.
We're going to have it. Okay.
He's gonna hate me for real. On some any given Sunday shit. He hate me. I don't give a fuck. It's all good.
Hey Jada, you gotta be quick at the triggers when we do the quarterbacks to go ahead and cut Q off. Meet that nigga, end that nigga live, whatever it may be. Just make sure you get him a show.
It's a lot of ringless niggas just talking too much, bro. That shit crazy.
Oh man.
Now Jalen Hurts got a ring and ring all that matter. When it's LeBron, it ain't ring culture. It's like, oh, well, I mean, he can compare to Jordan.
You hate ring culture, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But now he got a ring. And like, come on, bro. Come on, kid.
Ring culture is a misnomer for what I actually talk about. And that's a whole separate combo. But what I'm saying, when y'all only collapse it down to rings, that's a problem. The nigga balled the fuck out, got 3 years of being number one against press coverage and single coverage, and went to the Super Bowl, impacted the team the entire way. The team looked entirely different. 1 week, I want to say Jalen ain't shit.
They're undefeated when he's playing. No,
come on, bro. The numbers are there.
Bro, y'all are not about to sit here and hype up AJ Brown, when we all know who did everything last year.
Why do we all know that though? I mean, it's just
because we all watched the games and talked about how Saquon Barkley was the guy.
Did y'all watch him in the playoffs? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're talking about the whole season.
I'm talking about the whole season.
And we're talking about the whole season all the way up until one game.
I am too.
Not even do this. If you're gonna include everything, include every single statistical, every single thing.
I don't
know that. You're isolating it down to.
I don't agree with you, but I don't know if that's a valid argument against what he's saying. Because I mean, obviously Chase is the number one receiver, but Barrow's obviously like the driving force too. So it's like that's not a compelling argument.
Well, you need a quarterback to throw the ball.
But he ain't got to be the best quarterback. And like
the Eagles,
well, we see that in the Eagles.
I will give him credit in the sense of there's a running back throwing him the ball.
It's so many self-defeating arguments. So is Jalen terrible? Is he like
yes?
Okay, and Lou, so he's terrible. Lou, he's doing all this at wide receiver. So
Lou, Lou, you know how you can argue that he's the second ranked quarterback in fantasy too. So. Yeah, so that kills your argument.
I'm not trying to argue anything about quarterbacks. I'm just talking about the position itself, bro. No one is watching AJ Brown highlights and watching Ja'Marr Chase highlights.
See, we talking about aura. Y'all talking about a bunch of shit that don't matter. Talk to me about when it matters.
Talk about the tape.
Talk about the playoffs. What a playoff tape.
AJ. Q.
That's not what we AJ do with other positions.
AJ Brown.
Now the playoffs don't matter, and that's just so cute, bro. Wait, like, I don't want to hear that shit.
But now they matter for you, though.
No, and that's always matter. Playoffs always matter. I've never said they don't happen, what about bro. Ever said you're right, doing
better? We've been doing these playoffs.
What have I ever said the playoffs do not matter? When have I ever said that?
Outside of quarterback, we don't judge other players based off of playoff wins and all that shit.
So y'all said see, production. So you're telling me that the profundity of his production should be weighed, but the fact is that the profound nature that you're trying to ascribe to Ja'Marr Chase's season by winning Triple Crown. Y'all are trying to tell me that outweighs what AJ Brown has done over an entire season on top of performing in the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl. And I think that's ridiculous. No, bro, it doesn't. He had a great individual season.
Do you think triple, like, how do you, before, take Ja'Marr the name off.
Was Cooper Kupp the best wide receiver in the league when he won Triple Crown?
Yes, he was.
Stop it. So that's utterly ridiculous. He couldn't hold Antonio Brown's jockstrap. I don't give a fuck.
The season that he had, bro, he was the best wide receiver in the league.
No, bro, 100%. He was not the best.
Is Chase better
and
than
he won,
Justin
and
Jefferson?
Going off your example, nigga, he won a ring. So how is he not?
Nick,
do you think Chase is better than Justin Jefferson, or is it the quarterback position what separates the two?
I think, for me personally, I think Chase is better than JJ, but like Q was saying, we're talking about like nose hairs. But the reason why I like Ja'Marr, because I think he's a better route runner than JJ. Even though JJ is a great route runner, I'm just saying.
I think Ja'Marr is more likely to get open than JJ. It is nose hairs, like you said.
You got T on the other side.
hey man, you right. But that's what he was blessed with. He was blessed with that. I can't knock him for what he was blessed into. I still think that he can get open more so than JJ. I ain't taking nothing away from JJ. I do think he's the second best receiver in the league, but what Chase does is different.
Because we got
Burrow back there.
And Jalen Higgins be out them there at least 5 games a season. So
who Jetta got back there?
He got Jordan Addison balled out last year.
No. Who? What supporting cast does Jenna have?
Sam Bradford.
Sam Darnold.
What his name is?
Sam Bradford.
Sam Darnold.
And JJ McCarthy's quarterback had a career this year. Last year. Before that, he had Kirk Cousins. Bro,
nah,
who has
let's,
JJ?
Let's
had,
not do
bro?
That. Let's not do that because the Vikings had one of the best offensive play callers in the league last year. And that's right. The reason that he was able.
Justin Jefferson has done it with so many different QBs, bro. With the seasons
and
he's
that
had.
Speaks to his greatness.
Yes, and that's why he's number two.
Yeah.
Y'all doing a lot with this Ja'Marr Chase shit.
I mean, we agree with that.
I get it.
You're doing a lot with A.J. Brown.
I'm not. Yeah. Nigga got a ring.
A.J. Brown.
There you are.
Because the same reason why you propping up A.J., you discredited Cooper Kupp. It doesn't make sense.
Cooper Kupp is not
he
better.
He barely got 1,000 yards, man.
Cooper Kupp is not better than – no, let me – hear me clearly. Cooper Kupp was not better than Devontae Adams that season. I don't give a fuck about no Triple Crown, bro. Look at – y'all want to talk about
– what a ring.
So, okay, so here's the thing. Y'all want to use highlights and tape 1 second, and then we'll talk about rings the next second. Which one is it, bro?
I'm using your argument.
Which one is it? I'm using both. I'm using both.
I told you what I judge. You said we judge off the playoffs and all that stuff, and he did. You said he had a great season.
The Rams defense won that Super Bowl.
The year that Cooper Kupp, he had a great season and he won a ring. What's the difference? Why was he not the best player then?
Because the Rams defense won that Super Bowl. The Rams defense was the catalyst for them. It won no Cooper Kupp. What the
Cooper
fuck?
Kupp literally got them to the Super Bowl when they faced
the Rams. Man, defense and got them to the Super Bowl.
Okay. The only reason I argued,
you Cooper saw it firsthand.
I saw Matthew Stafford throw it to Cooper Kupp when they needed the first down.
And you saw Joe Burrow have the ball in his hands, and what happened on the last possession? Who was it? It wasn't Cooper Kupp that fucking won that Super Bowl. It was the defense.
Who was MVP of the Super Bowl? That's they're pointing out in the chat.
Wasn't it Stafford? I don't remember who the fuck it was.
Cooper Kupp.
Okay,
I mean that's kind of
so he won triple crown.
I ain't putting too much weight into who won the MVP because
like the MVP
kind of
is cool. Like,
you're not putting too much weight in who won the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Because if the quarterback
you,
is decent,
you do
he's
don't you, Lou?
The MVP.
No, Lou.
These niggas just talking.
Okay, as Rob pointed out, Kupp also caught the game winning touchdown.
He did.
And he won Super Bowl MVP. And he had triple count. And he had a ring that year. And he wasn't the best player. I think your logic is flawed.
My logic is not flawed. He was not better than Devontae Adams.
Okay,
ever.
That's fine.
He was never in his career better than Devontae Adams. Look at the tape.
Then how was AJ better than
Ja'Marr Chase? That doesn't make sense.
You know, number one, the tape is comparable. Number two, I've always said 3 years in a row, he is number one against single coverage. They move Ja'Marr Chase around. They
that's
hide
the
him.
That, that's the
they
one.
Hide
him.
No. Wait. Hold the fuck on. No. But you see, I've been quiet. I've been quiet because it was a lot of fuckery that's been coming out of Al-Qaeda's mouth tonight, and I try to let it go, but I can't let it go no more, bro. What is you talking about? They move Ja'Marr Chase around
to
hide
him.
They moved him around to exploit him more. What is you talking about? That's the reason why he got the triple crown. That's the man dominated in the slot. He dominated at the X and the Y. Bro, what is you talking about? They didn't move him around to hide him. He was getting busy anywhere on the field, Q.
That's one way to say it.
Not every wide receiver could do that. And not every wide receiver could play in the slot or outside like that.
What did it amount to? What did it amount to is what I'm saying.
Since we're talking about individual success. He had the triple crown, which essentially means that he's the best wide receiver because he led in yards, receptions, and touchdowns.
So
what is we talking about? Talking about winning no damn Super Bowl. We're talking about a best wide receiver list, bro. That nigga barely cracked 1,000 yards. Yeah, he's nice, but he's number five, dog. He's not number one.
I am being objective. Y'all are fucking ridiculous.
You're not.
I am being very objective. Y'all telling me about
AJ Brown being number one automatically disintegrates your disintegrates that. You're not being objective. You're being a fanboy.
How am I being a fanboy?
Because that's the whole reason why the eagle is behind your head right
now,
bro.
1 minute, I'm not enough of an Eagles fan. The next minute, I'm going too hard for the Eagles. It don't even make sense. Y'all are caught up
to it. Say none of that, Q. Don't say y'all. I'm talking to you directly. Say FIFA. Did FIFA say that?
FIFA, you are caught up on a triple crown season that led to nothing. Like, what the fuck does that mean to me?
We're talking about best players at position.
I am talking about the best
position.
Q, would you agree that wide receivers don't win championships?
I would agree that wide receivers can help you win championships when
but they don't. They're not the main reason that you win championships. To rate A.J. Brown that high and attribute him to, this is the reason we won, that's just not logical. Because there's been no other receiver in history that you can look to and say, this receiver is the reason we won championships. Usually it's defense, usually it's quarterback, usually it's offensive line, usually it's running back or coach or whatever it may be, wide receiver is very far down the list in the sense of he's the reason that we won. There were so many years that the teams went without having a great number one wide receiver and they won championships. It was a thing. So to tell me that the reason that the Eagles won their championship is because they had a number one wide receiver, that's crazy.
I didn't say that. I never said that was the reason why.
That's the perception that it comes out as.
I understand, but that's because y'all are caught up in the aura of Ja'Marr Chase and the three triple crown or whatever it is. I'm talking very plainly that the impact that A.J. Brown has on the Eagles offense is immeasurable. And 3 years in a row, number one against single coverage. He's right there. I'm not going nowhere. And then when we're factoring in all that plus the stats, and y'all want to start talking to me about stats and stats and stats, A.J. Brown's stats are amazing on top of the fact that he produces in the playoffs, been to two Super Bowls, and balled out in both of them. But y'all want to talk to me about Ja'Marr Chase.
I'm going to talk to you about measurables because he's not the difference as to why they won or lost. Saquon was.
I would say our defense is the reason why we really won that Super Bowl.
Saquon made that offense unstoppable. A.J. Brown made it difficult. Saquon made it unstoppable. Saquon is worth more to that offense than A.J. Brown is.
I understand that, but we're not having a running back conversation. And he was number one.
I understand that too.
And he was number one on my list. So I'm being.
I understand that too. He's number one on everybody's list. AJ Brown is not number one on nobody's list.
Put Joe Burrow in Philadelphia, and I promise AJ Brown would have gaudy stats too. But I don't know if we would have a ring.
Who is the That's true. That's true.
Come on, bro. No, I mean, dead ass. Y'all are over here regurgitating ESPN shit to me. I don't give a fuck about no. Oh my God, Ja'Marr Chase's three triple crowns and gone.
You sound as bad as ESPN right now.
Talk to me. You're saying if Joe Burrow played in Philadelphia, you're not sure.
There's no guarantee.
Y'all best got O-line. Y'all got a nigga that plays running back and quarterback right now.
And AJ,
if y'all had a real quarterback. If y'all had a real quarterback in Joe Burrow, y'all would be. It wouldn't even be a discussion of who's going to win the title. It would be the Eagles.
So what we're saying here is that wide receiver is entirely dependent on who's throwing you the ball. So I don't even know what y'all are talking about then. So Ja'Marr Chase is great because he has Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase is not great because he's in. Well, what the fuck are y'all talking about, bro?
Ja'Marr Chase is great because Ja'Marr Chase is great. He's been great since day one.
Cool. Let me ask y'all the same question I asked you about the running backs, though. Which receiver could y'all see breaking out this year and entering in that top five chat? I can start. Marvin Harrison. I'll say Malik Nabers.
Brian Thomas Jr. Even though he was good at last year.
That's a good one.
Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers. I also think Drake London, if Penix can do what he's supposed to
do. Nigga, you and your Atlanta hat. Please stop.
Hey. Drake, you look at the end of the season last year, what Drake London was able to do with Michael Penix that was inserted into the starting lineup. I'm just saying, if they take that synergy that they had and now they have a full offseason, now they know where the chips lay and who is supposed to be doing what. All I'm saying is Drake London could definitely make a jump.
They've been playing in the worst division for the last 3 years and they ain't showing us shit. You think they're going to show us something now?
I think they have a quarterback now.
I think Malik Nabers is my candidate for that because Cuz got busy last year when he had literally probably the worst quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's got a competent QB in Russ, and he got the franchise as the backup with Jackson Dart. But I'm trying to tell you, when Jackson Dart start, you gonna know, nigga.
I like Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't trust Kyler, bro. I don't trust that offense. They wasted.
You trust Russ over Kyler?
I'm talking about that offense. I don't trust it, period. They wasting it. I trust Brian Daboll as an offensive mind over whoever the fuck. Who the coach of the Cardinals?
Who's the Cowboys' backup quarterback again?
It's Gannon.
Why we got to have a backup?
Because I want to know who's going to be throwing Pickens the ball by week six.
Joe Milton.
Okay. It's Joe Milton. They haven't decided that it's Joe Milton yet, but all signs lead to it being Joe Milton.
It can't be Joe Milton, the shit that he was saying.
It is, unfortunately.
And what's the rookie from Ohio State that said Tampa?
I knew he's talking about
Nick.
It's an
African name.
He gonna be nice too.
Godwin ain't even back until like October, if that. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was back. I thought he's back soon.
The dude from Tampa is gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
like he's going to be one of those people where you're like, damn, I wish I had taken him in fantasy, or how did I not know about this dude? He gonna be a problem.
I think the one in Green Bay too. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Golden.
Yeah, Michael Golden.
They've been trying to give Jordan Love a number one for a minute. So if he don't pan out, I don't know what they're gonna have to go buy somebody.
He's short though. That's the only thing about him. He
5'11". Packers always got these short, shifty ass receivers.
Yeah, he's 5'11" though. That's the only thing I worry about with Golden. He only like 5'11".
He could move, and he's a route runner.
I need you to be about
6'2" if you my number one receiver.
Nah, you don't have to be. That's prototype, but you don't gotta be. If you're elite elsewhere, he's an elite route runner with hands, bro.
5'11" scares me.
Should you be keeping Tyreek Hill in your top five? So Tyreek Hill ain't but 5'10". I know you ain't have him this year, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we're talking about speed demon though.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill different.
No, all right, it's a different level of speed.
Like Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying?